I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic State terror group has kidnapped a group of Christians in Syria. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry explains.
What you have is ISIS taking back some territory near the Turkey border, where they have kidnapped 90 to 100 Christians within that community.
So why take captives now? Some sources suggest that the hostages could be used in a prisoner swap. However,
I think that these folks are going to be used as an example, or certainly held perhaps for ransom, but I'm guessing that it's going to be a very difficult situation.
Be praying. God is moving even in this situation. Meanwhile, many women in India are treated like second-class citizens. 47% of them can't even write their own names, and 20 million in Bihar State are illiterate. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's She Counts campaign will send over 2,000 students to their Bible literacy classes where they can hear the gospel. Lindsay Ackerman says,
many of them want to know more about Jesus, and about 40% of our graduates actually receive Christ as their savior.
By the way, this campaign coincides with International Women's Day, and that's really no coincidence. Our website will give you details on how you can help. And on March 8th, women throughout the world are coming together to celebrate International Women's Day. The Women for Jesus Ministry is putting a little spin on the celebration. They're inviting women to purchase Better Life bags that are stuffed with products from the Jesus Film Project and then donating them to illiterate women and children. You'll not only be giving someone a custom bag, but you'd be giving the gift of Christ, too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. There are stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.